WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. French President Emmanuel Macron was greeted by President Biden at the White House.
France is our oldest ally, our unwavering partner in freedom's cause.
France and the U.S. are friends with differences. Speaking through an interpreter, Macron says there is a lot of uncertainty.
Our democracies on both sides of the ocean are being shaken by the same doubts as to our ability to be sufficiently strong and effective when it comes to the challenges we share, those of the climate, geopolitics, and technology.
This visit will conclude with the first state dinner of the Biden administration. Police in Spain say they detonated a suspicious envelope discovered at the U.S. Embassy in Madrid. Yesterday, a similar package sent to the Ukrainian Embassy in Madrid ignited upon opening and injured an employee. Russia's foreign minister is accusing the U.S. and NATO of direct involvement in the war in Ukraine.
In a call with reporters, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said, "You shouldn't say that the U.S. and NATO aren't taking part in this war. You're directly participating in it, and not just by providing weapons, but also by training personnel." Lavrov also said the Russian tactic of crushing Ukraine's energy infrastructure was to weaken Ukraine's military potential and disrupt Western shipments of weapons. The West has claimed Russia's motive for targeting key civilian infrastructure was to reduce morale and force Ukraine into peace talks on Moscow's conditions. Lavrov insisted that Moscow remains open for talks on ending the conflict. "We never asked for talks, but always said that we are ready to listen to those who are interested in a negotiated settlement." I'm Karen Chamas.
A measure of inflation closely monitored by the Federal Reserve eased in October, but remains at an elevated level. It likely means the Fed will keep raising interest rates. Stocks are lower in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys, 404-793-0000, online at cordellcordell.com, 1 Glenlake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dyno.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
for Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The January 6th committee is now ready to get to work on its final report after hearing from Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss yesterday. Voss's meeting with the committee was the last scheduled deposition in the committee's investigation. In a statement, Voss says he answered the committee's questions about the 2020 election and maintains he was not involved in the attack on the Capitol in 2021. Darryl Brooks Jr. is appealing his convictions for killing six people and wounding dozens of others at the Waukesha Christmas Parade last year. Brooks represented himself at his trial, but now he's asking for help from the Public Defender's Office. Waukesha's Christmas Parade is scheduled to return Sunday for the first time since the attack. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 109-103. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I've been talking about wokeism and critical race theory. And the fact that people, some people think that the truth should not be taught. Solely because it makes their children feel bad is a ridiculous notion. And when we as a society knuckle under to those types of pressures, I have to ask the question, what is happening with us? Because the only thing we should ever stand on is the truth and facts. When we start twisting those things because we've got people who don't want their children to feel bad. You know, I don't know where we end when we start making these adjustments, which nobody's ever asked before until this generation, until now. Historically, nobody else has asked to do away with that except for this generation and in this space and in this time. What are your thoughts? Eric from Tulsa, thank you very much for waiting. I know you've been there a long time, man. Thank you. What do you say?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Connor. I have an important question, I think, in the context of this story. Was the girl who reported back to her parents identified as a black girl or what would be a white
she
girl?
She was mixed. She was Puerto Rican, and I forgot what the other part of the nationality was.
Okay, I mean, I'm just questioning because I know we've all seen lots of stories where, like in Virginia, they were having the children pick cotton and things like this to kind of replay. And I think to reenact things. And I think the point, if this girl is identified as not white, you know, to white kids, it's not so traumatic. It's just a story. But to black children, this would be akin to, like, if you were learning about the Holocaust, gathering up your Jewish students and going, okay, walk through that door and imagine that the gas chamber.
Yeah.
and I think that sense of it, and this is something that is recurring in our society, especially with black folks and their trauma, is that you, Earl, and your folks are constantly being asked to expose your trauma. And relive your trauma and re-experience your trauma through, you know, these videos we see all the time of shootings and things. I know that, you know, when gatherings come together, there's a lot of times there's normally a black person that comes up and tells their story of trauma. And I think in that sense, you know, where is the context? Like Connor had said, where's the context of what the white folks were doing while these folks were on a slave ship and while these folks were picking cotton? We're not asked to ever re-experience whatever trauma or whatever role we played in all of this. It's constantly always the subject, the subjugated, that are asked to relive their trauma. And I think that's the distinction in that is I can see completely if I was a young black child, and I'm sure you can relate, that if you were asked to, like, okay, go act like you're picking cotton now, it would relive trauma.
Because these are your fault. Hold on, Connor. Eric, my thing is, and what I'm really pointing at is that to say that this history should somehow go away. You know, that happened a long time ago, and it doesn't benefit my child because it traumatizes my child to hear what took place in this country. It's what I'm talking about, okay? The children of today are stronger than they than anybody gives them credit for, just like the children of yesterday were strong. And it did not traumatize white children of yesterday to be taught the truth about what took place with slavery. What's different about the white child of today that you have to figure out a way to sanitize it for today's white student when you didn't do it for the white student when I was a child? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't believe it's, that's the adult. The children aren't the ones; it's the adults want to do.
Right, it's the adults.
Right, from what I'm saying, I don't see this story as necessarily that same thing, because critical race theory is a whole different animal reenacting in school.
No, because the point of what I'm talking about was not the reenactment in school. At the root of what I'm talking about is the critical race theory and the wokeism, and the people who are pushing those theories. And what's behind them pushing it. And it's disingenuous at best on both of those issues. Right? I mean, what is the purpose of saying somebody, you know, wokeism, we've got to stop wokeism. What is wokeism other than being truthful about what is happening? And
I believe, Earl, the use by the right, you know, and the conservatives and the regressives, which is a great term that I was thinking about, and someone mentioned yesterday, instead of progressives, they are regressives. That use is like I like to think it's akin to, like, defund the police and reparations. What they're doing is just trying to get it out there into the ether so that everyone hears it and attaches it to black people. That's all they're trying to do. They're just trying to make wokeism a word that we hear and immediately relate to black people.
Well, you know,
and
I
what
know
that signals to white folks. Well, right. No, what I'm saying is what that signals to white people, though, from my white person perspective, is you can stop listening and being worried about this now, because this is just the black people, and they're always coming up with something to complain about.
Hey, Eric, yep. That's what you're 100% correct. That's exactly what is meant by wokeism. And the fact that it's acceptable, Eric, the fact that that it's now become an acceptable reality. To talk about wokeism and nobody pushes back on that.
And this is because again, this is where the white population largely participates in our complicit silence. We don't cheer for it, but even more powerfully, we just sit silent and we don't talk about it at all, and we let our rabble rousers bring it up and talk about it, but it's still in our ear and we're still hearing it and we're still triggered by it. But we don't have to do anything. Because we can let the system just take care of itself, and as long as we stay silent and don't speak up against it, we won't lose our privileges. It's how it plays. And now quickly on the critical race theory, to bring it up that way again, critical race theory, to me, CRT, I worked at Best Buy. That's a cathode ray tube television. But CRT being critical race theory, all they do is throw out CRT. They don't even use the term critical race theory, because then it gets people actually thinking. So they say CRT, and it automatically attaches to black people. And again, CRT, I don't have to think about that. That's just that black people stuff. And we're programmed. We're conditioned to do exactly that every time it's done.
Eric, hang on. Cutter, and I promise you we'll get to you. Tom. Hang on, Eric. Tom, go ahead. Thank you for waiting, man.
Hey, Earl. Yeah, absolutely. First off, we the people are the government ultimately, and we can't forget that. What I would say is the truth will set you free. I mean, that's one of the big things. We still haven't even dealt with the fact that George War Criminal Bush took us into an illegal war in Iraq and killed all those people. We haven't dealt with the original sin of the Native Americans and the second sin of slavery. Now, myself growing up, I was just taught that slavery bad. But I think what needs to happen is we need to talk about history. We need to talk about the fact that the people that were coming, being forced to come to America to be slaves, had a life before that. And maybe that's how we can actually empathize with the people of that era, that they were living their lives in Africa and their life was what their life was. And then all of a sudden they got forced into slavery and be pushed over here. How many white people would even think that that was even, you know, fair or even real? So we got to find some empathy in this, and we got to be able to understand. Now, I will never understand what it is to be a slave, but I think we got slavery still going on today with our prison industrial complex. We still have places in this country where slavery is still legal. I mean, this is where it affects today, because all of a sudden they came up, you know, during the Reagan era, and that they came out with crack cocaine. Let's throw these guys into, you know, these black men into jail, and then let's make them work as slaves under slave labor. But again, let's not tell the truth.
Three strikes, you're out. Truth in sentencing, no parole is what you're talking
about. Absolutely, Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the thing is,
slavery goes on. But the thing is, I think that we need to be taught the full history. You know, in Germany, they have up in their streets and everything like that, where they actually have signs that say "Never Forget." They have signs that say all these different things. They teach it in the schools, but that's because that's part of the history. This is part of the history of the United States, just like George War Criminal Bush taking us to Iraq war.
There's a segment of the American population that wants to see this put to bed, and they happen to be, for the most part, on the right. They happen to be conservative, and so I don't hear much from people on the left saying,
okay,
"Hey, let's do away with the history." It comes.
You know what? Give all the black people. Give all of the Native Americans, give them all reparations, and maybe then we can forget about it if they want to do it that way. Because then at least we'd have it actually an equality and an equity in our system, rather than having the sins of our past continue to be affecting what's happening today.
Hey, guys, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. And I know, you know, this shouldn't be a taboo subject, right? It shouldn't be that you can't have this conversation. And I know there are people who this bothers. But because it bothers you doesn't mean we shouldn't have a conversation. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We'll be right back.
Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, home-style Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 34. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows around 27. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If we ever going to get to a point in this country where we can, you know, be honest and truthful and be one people and one nation, then we can't sugarcoat the past history of what has happened in this country, and even to some degree, injustices that still happen on a daily basis in this country. And so, you know, when you hear people talking about critical race theory and again, wokeism, coded words, coded language, that really some think that we don't understand what that coded language is. Eric was absolutely correct in his assessment. But there are those of us who know what that means. Connor, I think it was something you had to say.
Yeah, it's just like, they're just talking points. They're just talking points that are repeated. I would say just never. This is why it's important, what I was highlighting a little bit earlier, why we teach history in a more contextual way, because if you teach that at a young age and when you encounter issues older, you're able to put current issues in context, right, and connect them back to the ones in which you had learned. And so it allows for problem solving. And I would just say, like, if any politician or any person gives a point about a certain subject, and tries to wrap it up in this large phrase, you know, always be inquisitive and always question that, because there isn't ever going to be an issue, any social issue, that you can just wrap up in a phrase, because it affects large numbers of people and large numbers of communities. So it's I think that's why it's important to teach history 100% and teach it to be truthful, because if you teach it truthful at a young age, it can be and has the potential to be damaging, but it's more important because they're able to gain that perspective and understand as they get older that very well the world in which you live in can fall into that.
So Connor, I grew up in the civil rights era. And so we saw dogs sicked on children, women and children. Mm-hmm. We saw innocent people who are unarmed being beaten. Mm-hmm. Water hoses turned on innocent people. For what? Asking to have a fair and equitable opportunity in the land that's supposed to be the greatest nation on earth that signifies we are going to treat everybody fairly in this country. I grew up watching that. Okay, watching the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, watching the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, people who stood, who put their lives on the line to try to make this a fair and equitable and a better place. As a young boy, that impacted my life even to this day, but it made me want to stand up for justice all the more. So it doesn't mean that because if you see those things as a young person, it traumatizes you, because it didn't traumatize me. What it did was made me a person who said we got to fight for justice and what's right. And that's what I think should happen. Children should be given an opportunity to see that. Let's go to Dave. Dave, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Let's be crystal clear about why the right, the white supremacists and fascists, don't like the teaching of this history the way we are teaching it. What they don't like is we are teaching that it was wrong.
Yes.
Okay. If they could get into power and teach that it was a good thing to be lynching blacks in the South or wherever, they would be teaching it all the time because they want that to continue.
Dave, I can't disagree with you. We just saw the former president of the United States invite a white nationalist, a known white nationalist, an anti-Semite, to have dinner with him.
Exactly.
Never, ever thinking that that was a big deal. We've seen him interact with white nationalists ever since the beginning. And yet, the folk who support him don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. And that's why they invented this pejorative, the pejorative wokeism. I mean, it's just what they're talking about is telling the truth, enlightenment, and teaching compassion. And they don't like that.
No, and you know what, Dave? All I'm saying is we have to challenge this where it is, because at the root of it is the same thing that took place during the civil rights struggle, that hatred, that I'm better than you. And right. And because of my skin color. And so because of that, it was no problem to turn water hoses and sick dogs on innocent people who were marching for what this nation claimed it stood for. So should we say then that should never be shown again, because poor black children will feel bad once they see that? No, they need to see that. They need to understand where we were in this nation, right?
Right.
Hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden is meeting at the White House with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Things are changing rapidly, really rapidly. And it's really important we stay in close communication. It doesn't mean that every single solitary thing we agree on, but it does mean we agree on almost everything.
There is a lot to talk about. The war in Ukraine, China, and climate change. Macron says the Ukraine war is impacting economies.
We want to fix the direct and indirect consequences of the war on our economies and our people. But at the same time, we want to prepare for future generations a carbon-neutral economy, creating a lot of jobs.
Macron has made clear he and other European leaders are concerned about the incentives in a new climate-related law that favors American-made climate technology. President Biden is honoring Macron with the first state dinner of his presidency tonight. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that total debt owed by the state's cities, counties, villages, and towns rose by 5.4% to $11.04 billion in 2020, the highest amount recorded. Milwaukee, Madison, and Kenosha holding the most debt, but Wisconsin towns have seen the fastest growth in borrowing since 2015. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November midterm elections with no fanfare. Despite false claims in the past of security over Wisconsin's elections, the election ran smoothly. WEC Chair Don Mills, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good, but you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's talking about critical race theory and what is the other thing, man?
Wokeism.
So before we go to Eric, how many of you are aware that by statute in the state of Wisconsin, the Holocaust has to be taught in every school. By law, the Holocaust is taught in all schools. So if by law, the Holocaust has to be taught in all schools, wouldn't you say that slavery would be akin to the Holocaust? And then you would say that if you teach one, you should have to teach them both? Eric?
Well, I think that, you know, the Wisconsin copycat law they tried to pass, the bill that the Republicans tried to pass, doesn't say anything about actually what you teach. It said how it impacts the students, and anything that would make a student feel guilty was out of bounds. So I don't know if, like, German students wouldn't have to learn about the Holocaust. I'm not really sure, but that wasn't really why I was staying on the line. You made a great point about basically not wanting to learn the truth in the sense of the use of woke. Hold on there. I think I'm kind of echoing a little bit for you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the use of woke, if you think about it, I mean, this wasn't something that was really something that was talked about a lot before 2020. But when
That's
2020
correct.
Came along, and what they saw was, I mean, it was used in the black community. It's a word that's been used for almost 100 years among black folks, being awake and being aware. But in the sense of the white power structure, and I won't even see Republicans, really, because there's, like I said, complicitly silent Democrats and lefties in here, too. But the power structure saw that these young white folks were learning about these things and actually changing attitudes and thinking like, hey, we need to know about this stuff, and this is important to us. And that's why the machine moved in and basically swept in with all those bills across the South and other states where they're like, we can't teach this stuff anymore. And so it spooked them, so to speak. And that's why, and I'll say really quickly, you know, we use Martin Luther King talked about it, and there's the term the weight, right? All black folks are mostly familiar with the term the weight, correct?
Yeah.
From my perspective, I define the weight as just let us hold on to this beautiful life for one more day. Just one more day. And I'll say one more thing, Earl, before I leave, I let you go. And honestly, I'm true to that. That is exactly what it is from our perspective. The white perspective is one more day. So if you think about my point has always been, this needs to be, you know, real quickly about CRT, critical race theory. Yeah, people talk about it the way it is. But, you know, one of the major people involved in that was Dr. or Professor Derrick Bell. And I would say, like, ask people that are talking about CRT, anyone call you up and just challenge and rail on CRT, ask them to read a Derrick Bell book or essay, or I think he did Faces in the Well. And if you read that, it changes your perspective on what you're thinking about CRT and what Derrick Bell was trying to accomplish and the people that he worked with. And so the last thing I'll say is I've always said that it's education that's going to cure this, education for children. Because if you think about it, you know, the grown-ups, they're conditioned and trained, and it's going to be hard for us,
right,
so to speak, to change at these ages. But and that's another reason why they're specifically targeting education, because they know that if you get this education into children, they will grow up with this knowledge. And so if you think about, I'll use like an analogy, is if you think about Thurgood Marshall and all the things he accomplished and how he was such a beacon of freedom and justice, is he didn't accomplish anything because they passed the law when he was an adult. You know, he accomplished what he accomplished because he was allowed to get an education and learn, and whatever it was he learned and however it was he learned. And that's why I feel the key to all of this is to just get enough people, a plurality, as they say, to be ready, willing, and able to instill, and I just say critical race theory, I don't care. I think that's what we should call it, and we should instill it in education. And because then those children will grow up with those thoughts. Who cares about what the 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds think right now, honestly? It's really more important that we get this information and correct knowledge to children. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Eric, well said, man, as always. I always appreciate
all right.
what
and
you
And I love this conversation.
It's always on point. Appreciate it. Tom from L.A.,
yeah, Eric is always on point. He's incredible. What I would say is that the word woke means to be alert. It means to be awake. It means to know what's going on in your surroundings.
And somehow, because of conservative hate radio and Fox News and all of the other media outlets that are conservative, which seem to be everything, including the regular corporate media, that they seem to be able to change a word and then change the definition of it.
True.
That goes along with their political ideology or along with the way that the billionaire class can continue to rob the 99%. I mean, to me, again, I don't even understand this word woke, except for the fact that you wake up and you're alert and you know what's going on in your surroundings.
That's correct.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Are we all supposed to be asleep while the billionaire class just continues to make us into paupers? I mean, is that the whole idea?
So,
as far as critical race theory goes, again, it's another word that they made up. It's another word that they put a different definition to. To me, we should be looking at human beings, and we should want to be knowledgeable about all our histories. I mean, otherwise, I feel like when you don't repair the sin, that you will continue to have the problem until justice has actually prevailed. And I see a lot of sins that the United States has made since the beginning, and we are going to have the chickens coming home to roost to us because we've never cleaned up or admitted to the problems that we had or the sins that we actually made. So these people that just want to wallpaper over it or whatever, it's like, what are you doing? You're just basically covering a wound that never gets healed.
So, Tom, you mentioned Fox News. You can talk about Donald Trump. You can talk about people who we see even today and what they represent. And yet, in the face of that, we know who they are, yet they've got tens of millions of followers who know what these people are and what they represent, and they say, me too, right? I mean, they jump on the they jump on the Me Too movement when young progressive whites and others say, listen, what has transpired here, you know, we don't support. And so, me too. I know that this is wrong, so I'm one of the people who accepts that. And then they make mockery of the Me Too movement, right?
All right, absolutely.
They make mockery of that. But then when they bring, and they're the ones who coined it, the Me Too movement. But then they turn around, and you watch a guy like Donald Trump, who all of us know is one of the number one bigots on the planet. And even in the face of all of that, he's still got all these acolytes, right?
Absolutely. And so that's because of our media.
Yeah, so they ignore who and what he is and what he stands for.
Yep.
And then they say, well, it's not him. I like his policies. Well, his policies.
Oh, yeah, give me a break. Yeah. They can't even read them. They can't tell you a policy. They can't tell you one policy of his, probably, except we raise that or lowers taxes for the billionaire class.
So I guess, Tom, well, all I'm saying is, some of us are aware of what is taking place in this country, and it's so good, man. It's so good to have callers like you and Dave and Tom. Dave and
Eric
and others who are truthful. You're white people and white men. Who want the
truth?
And
I'll never know what it was like to be black. And that's the one question I do have, honestly, Earl, to Connor, being a younger black man, is, Connor, do you think that us talking about this actually makes the thing not go away? Or do you think that if we just did not talk about this at all, that it would make black people more successful? That's the Republican side.
Yeah, that's not.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. Go ahead, Connor. You can answer it.
Yeah, no, I don't think that whatsoever. I think that understanding history is key to solving any issue, and understanding history of different protected statuses, not just black people, but across the board, is key, especially for politicians, since that's their entire duty to protect the interests of the people they represent. So, no, I don't. And like, as... The thing about the thing of, like, I learned about slavery when I was in middle school, and I grew up in an all-black neighborhood, and most of my classmates were black. And so when we learned about it, and I had a really good fifth grade teacher, she broke down every single aspect of how the triangle trade worked. And then we watched the movie Roots by Alex Haley, which is while watching the film, we got, you know, piece by piece historical bits of exactly all the points that were addressed in the film. The reason why I bring this up is that it's that understanding, and that is what that gives perspective, not just as, you know, being black, but also when you learn about, like I said previous, other different groups, like Russians and so that's the most important thing. Like, I think that talking about these issues is important because it allows us to understand, without having to grow up and be in the same environment as the same the individuals which we're understanding, right?
Dave. So here we are, and since the election is midterm election is over, you notice the constant harping of wokeism and critical race theory is not as prevalent as it was before. A lot of this was in order to get people angry enough and frustrated enough, Dave, that they would vote Republican, right? I mean, that was really, I think, at the root of all of it, because the election's over. You're not hearing and seeing as much of that on television as we were before. Dave? All right.
Earl, could I want to go back to this,
yes,
this idea.
Go ahead.
I want to go back to this idea of making children feel guilty, making white children feel guilty about the past. That's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a white guy, right? And I remember learning about slavery, and not for one instant did I feel guilty. I had a healthy psychological response when learning about such an atrocity, and that is that, wow, that was horrible how white people treated black people in the past, and I want nothing to do with that. I'm glad that we evolved and we don't do that anymore. You know, never once did I feel guilty about that.
Hey Dave, like, hang on. Dave, hang on. Yeah. Gotta go to a short break. I want to hear you on the other side. Done. We'll come to you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Change horses in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, giddy up. Oh, yeah.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
Correct.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 34. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows around 27. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, before we go back to Dave and then Don, here's what I want to say. Connor, in my lifetime, we couldn't go to the same toilet as whites. In my lifetime, couldn't drink out of the same water faucets. In the city of Milwaukee, up until 1968, we were limited in where we could live. So, you know, we can't act like these things didn't happen. I mean, they did happen. And the impact that they've had on people's lives. Dave, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sure, Earl. I remember those times. I lived on the south side, and I remember Father Grappi marching
across the 20th Street Viaduct.
Yes, and coming to Humboldt Park.
Right.
I was a kid.
We were kids, right, but it happened.
Yeah. So, yes, it's outrageous. And I think what we're seeing with the right wing now, that coming out and being so upfront with their, you know, fascism and racism, the liberation movements in all sectors of society have made great inroads. And I think they feel like, you know, black and brown people and LGBTQ are being elected to Congress. They need to act now, and they're going for broke. They probably know they have a minority, but there's enough. And using the tactics of fascists in the past, being violent, they're hopeful that they can, you know, seize power. We saw that January 6th. And that's what I think is happening. That explains what's going on. They know that if they don't act now and seize power, this is like their last chance.
Yeah, they may never get that chance again. Hey, Dave.
Exactly.
Dave, yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, what do you say?
Good morning, Earl. You got an interesting show like usual. Yeah, I wanted to add a quick comment. I speaking for myself, I want to know the truth. I don't want everything sugar-coated because it keeps me humble. It keeps me where I won't repeat the same mistake. There's a lot of things like when I was growing up, I wasn't taught like I did not know that our government put the Japanese
internment. Yes.
Internment camp. I never heard that. I never was taught that ever. We talked a little bit about slavery, but not really that much, you know. But we have a tendency to kind of sugarcoat things. And I wish we would get over that because that's how you keep repeating the same mistakes and you get a big head and you actually think you're better than somebody else. So that's my comment, Earl.
Hey, Don, good stuff as always, man. It's always an honor to have you on the line. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, you betcha, Earl.
All right, but for all of those who listened and who may have felt one way or the other on the subject, listen, we can make the changes necessary in this world. And you have to begin by having a dialogue and a conversation about it. And whether people feel whatever way it is they feel, we have to deal with what's real and what's true and what's right. If anything that I was talking about today was incorrect, you know, like every day, the phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789. I don't ever not accept phone calls from people. I'm not right about everything. Nobody's perfect. But my thing is, we must have the dialogue. We must have the conversation. And this radio station and these radio stations, unlike any other radio station that I've ever heard or been on, offers opposing views and gives the person who opposes what it is we are saying a fair and equitable opportunity to call in and refute what it is. Nobody on radio anywhere does what civic media does. And I've been around a long time, and I've listened to radio over 40 years, and I've never heard a radio station that gives the listeners an opportunity to come chime in and challenge what it is that's being said. I know. I used to call other radio stations when I was younger and before I got into radio, and they would give you your 2 minutes and then be gone and banish you. And the host would not have a dialogue and a conversation with you calling in. They'd let you say your piece and then dismiss you and then respond so they could be the winner, because they didn't have the courage to have open and honest dialogue. That's not what happens on civic media. That's why I love so much the opportunity to come before you Monday through Friday, and these hours I cherish in my dialogue and conversation with you and those who choose to take some time to out of your busy days to even listen. I'm honored beyond words, clearly, that you do that, because you don't have to do that. And so if I said something that that bothers you, that makes you uneasy, that makes it appear as though I'm being critical of somebody, and at the root of it is not truth, then 844-967-2789, as always, you know, join in the conversation, and you get more than a fair amount of time to levy your agreements or disagreements. But I only know one way to do radio, and that's to be open and forthright. And I'm so thankful and glad that I have a listening audience that that is just like that themselves. I've got to go. Connor, thank you as always. Great as always, young man. I'll be back on tomorrow. I can't believe it's Friday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Take us out, Connor. Leno. She go because she glamorous. I'm a shorty thick, but look, my pockets ain't no thinner.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, home-style Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment.
Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.